It's hard to enjoy your daily yoga routine when your mind is on your next VAT return and how to avoid the usual mistakes. But with QuickBooks, the new VAT Smart Scan technology does the work for you. As the deadline approaches, it checks for duplicates, looks for anomalies, and reviews VAT codes. So your biggest struggle is touching your forehead with your ankle.
Search for QuickBooks, perfect for making tax digital. QuickBooks, backing you.
Bars and hoops, Lamar and swoops, back alley cats, the back door cuts with alley oops, posting up, you on block or Mike and Booth, and kick it out to one who likes to shoot. Oh yeah, said we merging them, got 50 with a surgeon, and some throwbacks like Snoop Dogg with Magic Irvin, and some more in like Master P and Dr. Irvin Blender. How about maybe a little Wayne speaking on Bird back then? Bars and hoops, y'all, we hitting up all courts, but now with the sports talk, next we talk all sports, back to it. Got Jada and Jamal Croft, haters get crossed out, crossed up across all actual facts, points of view that you never seen from your favorite artists, like talking about Devil Green or Gerald Wallace, whoever's on your favorite team. El Amin on the verse is still great on the name for B&H. Drake's opinion on Spates, one synopsis of Blake, tip on Horford's fate, the facts we giving them straight, the truth they shitting on Nate, who sports Nate's for a take, so true or you can debate on who you really done rate, come through it really be great, the truth of fact like a state, AAM or Prime 8, please remember, bars and hoops, the center of the hood, make it part of your agenda.
What up, what up, what up, y'all? Bars and Hoops, Steals the Great, Zy Flair.
Yes, sir.
Episode 55. You know, today's episode, man, it's going to be strictly hip-hop, man. Everything that's going on in the hip-hop world. You know, we're going to touch on a little bit of what's going on, you know, with all of these artists, you know, passing away and, you know, the whole situation with Bad Boy. It just seems like Bad Boy got like bad vibes, you know what I'm saying?
All around,
yeah,
man.
All around, you know?
The only ones I could say last man standing might be the Locks.
Yeah, facts. So we gonna get to a lot of that, you know what I mean? And man, we gonna touch on a little Rick Ross situation, Cardi B, you know, Tekashi 6ix9ine versus, you know, Game, all this funny other shit that's going on, man. Nas getting to the bag. Nelly, you know, DJ Envy versus Desus and Mero, all of that, man. So we're going to get to all of that, man. But before we start, man, you know, we got to send a big rest in peace shout out to Craig Mack, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
You know, everybody's been talking about it, you know, all week, man. It happened all of a sudden out of the blue. One morning I just woke up with mad text messages saying that, you know, Craig Mack passed on. So what's your thoughts on that, man?
Man, I can relate somewhat to his illness, similar to some of what I was going through. Couldn't breathe, no energy, bad heart, things like that. You gotta jump on, man. I mean, you gotta take care of yourself. You know, we got a stigma on us that we don't go to the doctor. We don't like to go to the doctor. We scared to hear bad news. I was one of them until I couldn't take it no more and come to find out. You know what I'm saying? It could have been real. I got myself together. Craig Mack, unfortunately, couldn't. Yeah. Bad Boy's first big artist.
Yeah, facts. Him and Big. Word, they said it all.
Yeah, so, you know, big rest in peace to Craig Mack.
Yeah, man, you know what I mean? What's so scary is that he died around the same time as, you know, Biggie's anniversary, March 9th. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's crazy, man. And, you know, the big thing that, you know, what's been in the news a little bit lately is the fact that, you know, I guess a few years ago he joined a cult, a church in South Carolina where, you know, the leader of that whole situation was allegedly dealing with, you know, allegations of molesting children.
Wow.
Right? Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like, it's crazy, man. And, you know, after he passed, matter of fact, that same day that the news came out, I seen Easy Mo B post a long, you know, IG post about, you know, Craig Mack and how he was trying to get his life together. And he basically told him that, yo, he may not be around much longer. So it's kind of like
he might have sensed something. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
They usually say when some people know when it's their time. You know what I'm saying? So he might have known something, or maybe he might have been more sick than we thought.
Yeah.
Or, you know, that got out. But,
yeah.
You know, I seen Puff leave a little something on Instagram. Yeah. For him. Nothing long. And I kind of expected more. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Being that this guy is part of the foundation that put you where you are now.
Facts.
But, you know, facts. Such is life, man. Such is life.
Facts. Big shout out to Easy Mo B, you know, going back to that, man. Because, definitely. You know, he definitely has some smash records for both Big and Craig Mack. You know, Flavor in Your Ear. You know what I mean? Going back to Cali, you know.
Yeah, he's behind a lot.
He's behind a lot of that, man. A lot of that Bad Boy success, man. So, you know, shout out to Easy Mo B once again. Rest in peace to Craig Mack. But, like, what do you think of, like, what do you think his legacy is going to be in hip-hop, man? Like, you know, even though he was, him and Big was, like, the first to set it off with Bad Boy, like, his track record, man, wasn't that extensive. You know what I mean?
What'd he have? 2 albums? One?
I think it was only one.
Yeah. I actually got the first one. I haven't listened to it in a while, but he had some hits. Flavor in Your Ears is the biggest one. That I think that single sold platinum.
Yeah.
You know, the remix is always a classic.
Yeah.
That's my joint.
Facts.
I think he'll be a cornerstone, you know, to a fault. They can't mention Bad Boy without him.
Yeah, facts.
You know.
Yeah, they definitely can't mention Bad Boy without him, man, because him and Big definitely opened doors for a lot of people on that label, you know what I mean? And speaking of Big, man, you know, rest in peace to him. You know,
definitely.
Another year goes by. You know what I mean? He passes on. And, you know, you hear a lot of his music now, and it's still timeless, man. That's the difference between music from back then to music now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, some people make music for the time.
Facts.
And then you got some people that make music, period. It's
facts.
Timeless.
That's a fact. And Big definitely was one of them, man. I'm interested to hear your take on, like, where Big is as far as, like, all time. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I be seeing a lot of people saying, I was one of them.
I'm getting ready to be called a hater.
Wow. All right, speak on it.
I'm getting ready to be called a hater.
Uh-huh.
It's great. Big is great. Big's 2 good albums, 2 solid albums.
Yeah.
But 2 solid albums don't make you the greatest ever. I'm just saying. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
I need more body of work.
Yeah.
At least 4 or 5 albums. 2 albums don't make it. And from what I understand, prior to the second one being finished, that's when it jumped off.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just think I had to hear more to be considered the greatest. You know what I'm saying? The greatest?
Yeah,
that's a lot behind that word, man.
Nah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
That's a lot. He definitely, in a tough time, threw New York on his shoulders.
Yeah.
Nas was in the hiatus. Jay was just like not Jay yet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he came from the bottom and just boom.
Yeah.
When the West was hitting hard. So you know, but the greatest,
I think what separated Big from a lot of people, man, was how vivid his storytelling was, man.
Like, I give you one better than that.
What?
Nobody to this day rhyme like Big. Big is the only one who had his style. Like, if you listen to, and I sat and really listened, he stretched, like, certain things he was saying, stretch it.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's just different. So, certain people, you can say, okay, he may sound like that, when that flow sound like that, when that flow sound like that. And I'm not a Bad Boy fan.
Yeah.
I like music. So, his music is good. I just think that nobody sound like him. That's what made him unique. To this day, I didn't hear nobody with his delivery, his flow.
His voice, man.
And the voice.
I get more butt than ashtray.
Yo, classic.
Fuck a fair one. I get mine the fast way.
Classic.
Ski mask way. Like, yeah, he put words together.
Yeah.
He put words together.
More guns than roses. Foes. See how he do.
Invisible bully like the Gooch.
See, and how he put that.
Yeah.
Nobody that I know do that.
Yeah.
Or done it. But him.
Word. Facts. Facts. And he showed a lot of versatility.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what he doesn't get credit for. I think that's why everybody gave it up to Big. And the fact that he was a big nigga. He's like, yo, what's this big, this dark ugly. You know what I'm saying?
Well, nigga, he embraced that.
Going crazy.
Well, he
with
embraced
it.
That black word, and ugly as ever. So you know.
However, I stay cool G down to the socks. That's what made him win, man. He was so witty with it, man. Yeah. His wordplay was crazy.
Puff put an idea in front of him that he didn't want to roll with, but he took it and flipped it.
Which one?
Puff put the see, the Bad Boys formula. Big as a street dude. I don't know too much about Mac outside of rap as far as him being a street dude. Like
nah,
that.
He wasn't in the street, but he was out. He was in, you catch him in the hood.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. I seen Mac in Fort Greene like in 97.
The locks are street dudes. Mace was a street dude.
Mace wasn't no street dude. But anyway, we get to Mace. We going to get the past of Mace. Better? Yeah, go ahead.
But he turned them into a different style. All right. That's not what's going to sell.
Yeah.
So you're going to do the rhyme like this, you know, you're such and such and such a player, throw this beat on, and they, as you, everybody seen in the movie, laughed at it. Like, what am I going to do with this? Put a lot of money in your pocket.
That's a fact.
Put a lot of money in your pocket.
That's a fact.
Like I said, again, I ain't Puff man to each his own. Puff do his numbers.
Yeah.
But he's smart how to, you know, put that money in his pocket because the radios will sell. Then you throw the hard stuff on the rest of the album. Then you have the songs for radio that put you out there.
Yeah, Puff.
It worked.
Puff was a mastermind, man. He definitely understood how to market artists. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, man. Turn you from ashy to classy. That's a big set, man. You know what I'm saying?
You think the lock's still holding that L from the glitter suits?
No more shiny suits. You know what I'm saying? But you know, speaking of Bad Boy, man, like, being that we on the topic, man, it seems like, yo, man, that was like a cursed label, man. Like, was Puff really that bad? You know what I mean? You know, Mark Curry came out with the book Dancing with the Devil after working a decade with Puff. Like,
man, Puff as much slack as Puff caught, people forgive him. Puff still dancing and making more money.
Boy,
Puff ain't what? I don't even know.
Shout out to Puff, man.
I don't know if he got any artists to be still caking the way he caking. Like,
man, Puff was a hell of a beast, man.
You know, I know he got business deals outside of the hip hop.
De Leon, Ciroc, come on. Ciroc, every studio you see, hey, man, I wanted my little sponsorship.
He scored big with the Macy's deal to distribute his suit line.
Oh, yeah, the Sean Jones.
Yeah, he caught a stack for that. But, he's still going, so I guess he out the hip-hop game. You know, he might make a video.
Not really.
Well, who he got?
I mean, his sons and them is brewing right now. King Combs, shout out to King Combs. You know what I mean?
I hear.
I think they gonna hit everybody from left field because right now New York is, you know, it's dead. But then you think back to that whole Bad Boy era. Look at the lineup he had, man. He had Big. Unfortunately, Big died. Craig Mack, you know, recently he died. Sean, you know, how many albums did Sean give him? Maybe one? It was just one, right? One album. Sean goes to jail.
Did a dime.
Comes home. Now he's straight up and down Hasidic Jew. You know what I mean? Unorthodox Jew. Yeah, he's unorthodox Jew.
Got the reverse fade.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You know what I mean? Loon is somewhere. Now he's Muslim. Is Loon in jail?
Nah, he did a stint.
He's in the Middle East now.
But he went from the Mace Jr. I used to call him Mace Jr. To the Pretty Boy shit to now he look like Freeway.
Off the wall.
Yeah.
Just dance.
Yeah. Man.
Yo. But did he even drop an album? I don't even think he dropped an album on Bad Boy. You know what I'm saying? Then you got G-Dep. G-Dep had Child of the Ghetto,
album? Child of the Ghetto.
Oh, man, I almost forgot. G-Dep, you had G-Dep. You had
Black Rob.
You know what I mean? Black Rob only dropped one album.
Total.
Yo, nobody really dropped more than one.
Hey,
except for Betha.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Double Up and
the first joint.
You count
Harlem World.
You count Welcome Back?
Nah. I
think he just gave that to Puff just to
get out of his deal, right?
There you go.
Word. But yeah, man, long-term Muslim, Black Rob is in and out of jail. You know what I'm saying? Is he even making music now?
I don't know.
superb. Black
G-Dep doing a bit. He caught a body.
For something he did years ago.
Yeah. He couldn't live with it. Turned himself in. But he had promise, because I definitely was Harlem shaking to the make this money.
That was a hit. And that's what I'm saying. Like, all of these artists we just named had bangers. Black Rob, whoa. Yeah. G-Dep with, Let's get it.
Let's
take this money.
That was hard.
Total.
Special delivery. He had a few joints.
This is what I'm saying. Puff is a genius, kid. Whatever he touched turns to gold, man.
It's something that we don't know. For people to say the things that I've heard and stuff from the book, we looking from the outside in.
Yeah.
So these dudes is here doing it firsthand. Yeah. It's something that we don't know that these dudes is seeing, like, yo, we gotta get away from this motherfucker.
Yeah, Stevie something J, ain't right. All of them guys, Hitman.
Yeah.
Armin Ron, you know what I'm saying? All of them guys, Ron Armin, Ron Lawrence. You know, shout out to those guys, man. Those guys made a lot of hits, and they made a lot of money.
Yeah.
They made a lot of money for Bad Boy, man. And
Stevie number J, one. Yeah, people didn't even know Stevie got 4 Grammys.
Behind everything.
Behind that. Word. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. Shout out to Stevie J, you know what I'm saying? He out there making a name for himself in the entertainment world now, you know.
I fuss with Stevie.
On TV, getting all types of deals.
Then he got back with Bad Boy at one point. Yeah, I don't know what they doing, but.
Then, of course, the Slime Ball came out. Shout out to Faith. Big was probably like, you go, I always knew you wanted to get her.
Stevie, man.
Sleazy sauce.
That's why they call him Sleazo. Dude, ain't never seen you was dancing. Man. You was dancing in the video one minute. Now you trying to poke.
Word. Nigga put Eve on motherfucking tape. You know what I mean? You had him with the dildo going in. You know what I'm saying? Man. Yeah, Stevie J was a sleazeball, man. But, they had a lot of talent on that roster, man. A lot of talent came through those doors, man. Bad Boy, man. And Puff is the last man standing. You know, the Locks, we ain't even talk about the Locks. You know, the Locks definitely, they got out of their deal. Let the Locks go.
Yeah.
They gave them, did they only give them one album? Yeah.
We Are the Streets.
No.
They had 2.
That wasn't under Bad Boy.
We Are the Streets as Rough Riders?
Yeah. Hell yeah, We Are the Streets as Rough Riders. Remember on that album they had? No, we ain't.
We're dumb.
Cause we rough riding. Yo, shout out to the Locks, man.
And they the only ones, not to be funny, that are still in this sane state of mind. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact. Like, none of them really went through it, but they got away. So that kind of says something. Like, boy, they only gave them one album, man. One album, man. Let the Locks go, man. And that was a struggle to get out their contract.
Yeah, they had a campaign. Shirts was made up and everything. Facts. Free the Locks. Free the Locks.
Facts.
Was talking to Puff. They put Puff on the pressure on the radio.
Facts.
People like, yo, Puff, what's going on with this campaign? Free the Locks. You know what I mean? Yeah, I don't really want to talk about that right now.
Word. Facts. You know, Mace, you know, we all know the Mace story. He ran to Atlanta, had the mega church, had the following.
Yeah, nigga, them Death Row niggas, them Death Row niggas called him and said, you next, nigga. Real talk. Mace said, yo, I'm out.
I'm out the game.
You next.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I got to get out the game, eh?
Word.
Yeah, he was like AZ and Paid in Full.
Word.
Like, yo, I'm out the game. I'm out the game, bitch. No more bricks.
I told you. Them Death Row niggas was coming for him like in Belly when they was coming for Nas across the street. Mace did the AZ like, yo, I'm about to blow, thug. I'm done.
Shout out
to Mr. Betha.
Shout out to Betha. Yeah, I mean, he came back, roasted Cam real quick. You know what I'm saying? You know, they buried his little tour, his little comeback tour because,
He had his 2 minutes of fame.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, he definitely had his 2 minutes of fame, man. This nigga was doing all types of radio interviews, freestyling. I'm like, yo, Betha's back. But they kind of buried that. You know what I mean?
Said, we can't take you serious if you preaching 1 year and then you back on 50 Cent talking about, I see him, Coliseum, mama have to ID him. You know what I'm saying? You were just in the church last week.
You heard up, passing the offering plate around. You know what I'm saying? Word, man. That's why nobody take Mace serious, man. But he can't deny that he was one of the better artists on Bad Boys, and a lot of people was Mace, trying to discredit him too. At one
Mace
point.
Might have been the one who gave Puff more money out of all of them.
Oh, for sure.
You know, for sure. His little stupid dances, for he sure. had hits.
For sure.
They loved him, and he picked up the ball and ran with it after, you know, big situation, and Mac was gone, and Mace put some money in that dude's pocket. Puff was dancing all the way to the bank.
Facts. And he still had one of the hardest freestyles that they ever had come out of Bad Boy when he rocked over that Who Shot Your Beat.
Oh, yeah.
Some niggas don't understand Shannon Bullish and they care if they can't run. Niggas on the top of you beating that with handguns. You know what I'm saying?
Slugs, but you never get the land one.
You know what I'm saying? Mace got it in with the bars, kid. Better yeah. has some bars. You know yeah. what I'm saying? He definitely has some bars. That's one thing you can't front on. And you can't deny, man. He definitely had some bars, but the shiny suits and, you know what I'm saying, and the camera, smiling. Dancing. You know what I'm saying, the waves with the cone head, you know what I mean? Niggas was on him like, yo, nah, Mace ain't that type of guy, man. But a lot of people was debating whether he was, like, top five on Bad Boy, and he definitely was. Out of all they whole roster. He was up there, top three, more than likely. You know what I'm saying? There were too many better MCs than him on Bad Boy. You know what I'm saying?
True.
For real. But a lot of dudes were discrediting him because they don't like him for the church shit. But, you know, that's neither here nor there, man. But
his personal is his personal.
Yeah, facts. Like, people got to separate the two. And a lot of people in this industry don't like to do that, man.
Yeah.
Especially Charlamagne. You know what I mean? Shout out to Steve the God. He's a funny dude.
Charlamagne said he's not even top five on this list.
Yeah, facts. You know what I'm saying? He definitely was poking holes at him. Like, yo, nah, I can't do that, man. You know? But moving along, man. You know, another, I'll say, Bad Boy affiliate. You know, Rick Ross. Like, you know what I'm saying? How many times he's dodged a bullet now? You know what I'm saying? This is the second time he went down for something, right?
Yeah. I thought he was on his health kick. Lost a lot of weight, a whole lot of weight. The family come to find out, they said it was exaggerated as
really?
Far as to the extent of his sickness, because they said he was on life support.
Yeah.
Come to find out, he was bad, but it wasn't life support.
It wasn't life support. Yeah, people was definitely blowing it out of proportion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know. Your guy,
who's that?
5-0 put up the
yeah,
the Drago post with the face. If he dies, he dies.
Yo, Fip is a funny dude, man. Shout out to 50, man. Yeah, that boy cold as ice. Yeah, he's cold as ice, man.
But you know, this is what I say. We gotta take care of each other, man.
Yeah.
Sickness knows no
boundaries.
Poor, rich, man. It doesn't matter, man.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's definitely a fact.
Doesn't matter.
And you know, Ross did a good job losing a lot of weight, but I think a lot of that was surgical. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, probably because it was too fast. You know what I'm saying? So he probably had a few procedures.
And doctors always tell you, like, yo, you gotta gradually lose weight. You can't just lose it all at one time because you can risk the chance of getting real sick.
Your
you know
body
I mean?
Going to shock.
Exactly. Like, it was a point in time where I lost a lot of weight, like, you know, 30 pounds, like, in, like, 40 days. And they was like, yo, you can't do that. You know what I mean? Because your body can definitely plateau and then it can have a reverse effect. Like, you end up putting the weight back on, which I did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, it's tricky, man. But with those type of surgeries, man, it's a fast way to get results, but it doesn't change your mind frame in terms of eating properly and doing the right thing.
If you, depending on what surgery you get, you're going to gain the weight right back if you're not doing anything to maintain it.
That's a fact.
So
that's a fact.
What's the sense of getting it? You have to get your mind state into keeping it off. Getting out there, being active—that's
a fact.
And then when you get the joint done, you already got the whole formula patted down to keep it all.
No question.
That's the point.
No question, man. But you know, thank God, you know, Ross ain't passed on, man. Everything worked out well. You know, paparazzi caught him coming out of his crib with his moms, and so he looked like he was all right. You know what I'm saying? But you know, life isn't promised, man, to anybody. And like you said, man, we got to do a better job of, you know, taking care of ourselves, because, you know, we have access to more things than our parents had.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Look how many fast food spots they got. Wingstop, Subway's, Papa John's, Pizza Hut. It's a pizza shop everywhere, Popeyes everywhere, mad liquor stores, mad new liquor coming out. You know what I'm saying? And we the number one consumers of all of this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because they know where to put it.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? What I mean? There's never been this many fast food restaurants around.
Facts.
There's a store on every corner
that's
going to make you that greasy
chopped
cheese, whatever y'all eat. And, Checkers is here.
Burger King,
McDonald's.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? I choose to go to Jamaican restaurant, something like that. I don't mess with those burgers. Those may not be too better.
Yeah.
But it ain't that trans fat, you know what I'm saying? That's the killer.
That's a fact. You know what I mean? And that's our weakness and our downfall, because we like to eat and drink a lot. Smoke, we do everything. You know what I'm saying? This generation, especially this generation, moving to my next point, is like, what do you think about today's rappers, man? They're like, are they drug addicts or what, man? Like,
they need to chill out, man. Like,
you know what I mean?
That lean is getting... Man, that lean is getting a lot of people, man.
Everybody's doing it.
Yeah, I seen one case, one interview, Remy said she was addicted to it. Yeah, I was watching.
Remy?
Get out of here. Yeah, before she went in. She was on it for a minute. But, Juelz was on it too? Yeah.
Word?
Yeah, he was on that. Remember Cam came out a few years ago and said that he was on the lean. He was trying to get himself together
because
he hadn't put an album out. So everybody's saying, well, where Juelz? Well, Juelz, then when he, I guess, got himself together, we come back on Love & Hip Hop and dude got half of his joints missing out of his mouth.
Wow.
So,
what?
Yeah. So
yeah, that's crazy. We all know Wayne was addicted to that hard.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Wayne had seizures behind it.
Yeah, but Wayne will tell you straight up, I stay the fuck out my cup.
What?
I've seen him on the interview say, it's my cup. It is what it is.
Yeah,
so how they getting this stuff is the problem.
Yeah, facts. Well, shit, that shit is nothing but like what?
Over the counter.
And, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, like, it ain't like they buying shit from the store. A lot of that shit that they're drinking is over the counter.
Yeah.
So,
cough medicine. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy, bro.
That's some new shit.
Yeah, I don't understand it, man. Like, I don't understand it. Like, when did it become cool to become a drug addict? I mean, we had chronic when we was coming up. You know what I'm saying? Everybody had the chron. Everybody. Hydro.
Hydro.
You
know. These dudes is talking about Percocet,
Lean, Molly.
Molly.
And motherfucker, the average kid is taking this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For real.
They're hearing this all the time. So it's like, what do you do? What do you tell your kids? Don't listen to that. You know what I'm saying? Don't follow it. You know what I'm saying? If you know, I ain't following no chronic. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never smoked. But,
Word? Never?
Never.
Wow.
Never. I had asthma real bad when I was a kid. I couldn't do that.
I don't even know
how to inhale.
I was blowing down trees. Like, you know, I was definitely blowing Lucy's like I was in the yard too,
you know,
my nigga, for sure.
I just was old gold with it.
Yeah. But the weed, like, everybody had weed. But I ain't gonna front. Historically, in the music game, it was some type of drug deal. Like, I ain't gonna front. I ain't even gonna hold you like it's just this generation. Because
They always had people around them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, everybody should get busy with that nose candy.
Yeah, it was always people around them to supply what you need.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because
if the dude had it and, you know, this person, the rapper, got the money, I'm going to be available for him.
Because
that's where my money coming from.
That's for sure.
You know what I'm saying? You on tour, you coming into town, I got you.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
It's
we wasn't talking about pills back then. You know what I'm saying? We ain't talking about drinking cough syrup. We ain't talking about none of that. You know, eras is different. You know, we had our time when we talked about, but this shit here is totally different. And drinking lean and mixing it with this and that, Percocet ain't nothing to play with, man.
I don't understand how people take that shit, man. I can't mess with nothing. I never been curious to want to sniff anything. You know what I'm saying? That never crossed my mind, man. So to hear these dudes really get it in like that, man, and go hard with it, man, is a shock to me. I ain't gonna lie to you.
You got money, you'll go broke dealing with that shit.
That's a fact.
Then you gonna want more of it.
Yeah.
Drugs, depending on what drug you dealing with, is an expensive habit.
Yeah.
You know, especially cocaine. That's definitely expensive.
Boy.
So that's 20 a pop.
Yeah.
But
You got regular girls out here in the streets that be messing with that. You know what I'm saying?
They got it.
Yeah, right. Word.
They shaking their ass for cash or something. But you know.
Yo, word.
It's crazy.
Shout out to Backpage. That's where they at, too. You know what I mean? Word. But we ain't going to get on that. Man. You know. Word.
Back business.
Yeah, facts. But, you know, moving along, man. Speaking of the drug era, man, I ain't going to lie. This guy, when I seen him, I'm like, yo, what is wrong with this guy? This whole Tekashi 6ix9ine guy, like, it's like
what's
he got a death
deal,
wish. I don't know what his deal is. I really don't know where he's from, but he's always in the news for something. It's either he's fighting in the airport in L.A., he's threatening, you know, the guys that's talking about check-in when he go out of state. And now apparently he's telling Game, you know, Game to suck his dick and all of this other shit.
Yeah,
like, Game called him a fake blood.
He said he's the king of the king blood of New York.
Yeah.
Game said something to him. I don't know how. I know he mentioned that he was the king blood of New York. And I'm like, well, dude, you got, you know, I'm just looking at this kid. Like, what's wrong with him?
Yeah, he said rainbow head, rainbow teeth. Like, nigga, who's taking you serious?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, who's
the blood
taking,
is taking you serious? Not that you're supplying them. Yeah. But,
facts. Like, you know? And it's like, to me, them type of cats is hip-hop police. Like, you out here broadcasting all this shit. You think they not watching and paying attention to what the fuck going on? Like, you know, I don't promote violence, but, you know, you out here dry snitching in a sense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He was like, you know, you getting loud. Yo, don't come over here, yo. Yo, yo, don't get the COs to come. Yo, don't let me, yo. You know what I'm saying?
To get the attention of the COs.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, he pump faking. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
It's like, he's acting like he want to die. And that's how, you know, Charlamagne always say that. Like, yeah, this guy got a death wish or something, man. Like, I don't like putting that on people, but when you out here antagonizing, it's cats out here that don't care.
This is a part of life that you ain't built for, man.
Yeah.
I've seen clips of Crips be at Lil Wayne shows and security have to walk Lil Wayne to the car so the Crips don't get on his ass, man.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
Now, you get on TV, throwing signs is one thing, but when you in L.A., you doing the show, and it's like 30 Crips outside, and these 6'9", 6'10 niggas got to shield you like a damn, you the president to get you out of there.
That's not fun. Because
they all waiting for you.
That's
right?
A fact. That's
this,
not
this
fun.
Is not, this is life, man. Yeah. This is not a game.
Yeah, that's not fun at all.
It ain't hip-hop.
Yeah, it definitely ain't hip-hop. It ain't fun. You know what I'm saying? It ain't. And it's only in our culture, man. And that's the part that really gets me, man. It's like, it's only in our culture do we use this whole street cred and all of this other shit that we judge people on how real they are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just don't get it, man. I don't get it, man. But it's only in our culture, man. But that kid, man, he's playing with fire. Because, you know, Game, say what you may about Game, but he's affiliated.
He posted posted a clip of Game on Chance of Heart. Change of Heart when he was
Everybody
21
did.
With a little flower shirt on or something like that. He was like, yo, you on the show looking like a sucker or something like that. And where you wasn't banging in or whatever, mm-hmm. Now you got, what he said something about you got big and you got tough and now all of a sudden you're blood and all this. And I'm like, this kid know. This dude, Game can still go to Compton, man.
Facts.
He's had videos where he's still in the hood, like regularly.
Facts.
I'm still in the hood.
And
chill
you know,
out, man.
And you know that, you know, Fifth put that out there first, man. You know, with him and Fifth.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Problems.
Once that came out, that was a wrap.
That was
you know
it.
What I'm
you know what I mean?
Everybody that he beefed was going to take that and run with it.
Yeah,
so.
That's a fact. You know what I mean? So it's like old news when it comes to that, but. Yeah, Game is affiliated, man, and he out there. He can revoke your pass. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you'll learn.
Yeah, you're going to learn today, but, you know, hopefully it don't come to that, man. But like I said, this guy is out here broadcasting shit, social media, like they not watching. And it's just stupid, man. It's just stupid to me, man. I never even listened to any of his music. If they did play it, I didn't pay no attention to it. You know what I'm saying?
My son played. I think if I'm not mistaken, he do a lot of screaming and shit. Like,
oh, he's that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, but
that was the something. I may be mistaken, but you know. all of that jumping around and screaming, and I'm like, what's the point? Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That guy.
And all the kids be saying that where I'm at. So,
what?
You know, that's their thing.
Wow. Kid with rainbow hair and rainbow teeth.
That's their thing.
And they chompers, like, you look like the ghost from Pac-Man. You know what I'm saying?
The blinky.
Word, the blinky blinks. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh,
looking,
man.
Weirdo in the face ass knee, man.
What
going on,
I guess,
man?
That's his gimmick. You know what I'm saying? It's suspect, but
yeah,
you know.
Man.
Whatever floats his boat. Yeah, man. He gotta relax and.
Yeah, you gotta relax.
Shout out to Norris. Yeah, definitely. Know who you playing with, man. Because if you ain't built for this, these dudes will twist you.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Quick.
Facts.
You know?
Off with his head. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Word. But speaking of this whole blood thing, and, you know, we're going to shine a positive light on everything because, you know, Cardi B, you know, as much success as she had these past 2 years, you got to give her props. You know, she be trying to rep that blood stuff. And, you know, Nipsey Hussle done came out and told her she need to chill out with all of that. You know what I mean? Because, you know, it's not healthy for her career and stuff like that. But, you know, she's winning.
I heard they were coming after her too.
Yeah, they was ready to revoke those shows. She had to cancel a couple of shows, mind that.
Yeah,
chicks was ready to get out of the chicks.
See?
You know what I'm saying? But
shit,
you know,
is real for you. You be on the gram with 100 and your videos and all y'all wearing red, but then listen, man.
Yeah.
This New York stuff, it might be new people out here that bang like that, but it ain't nothing like what they do out in L.A.,
Yeah,
man.
L.A. is different.
It is nothing like that.
Yeah, L.A. is different. You know, it's different with the gang culture, man. But speaking of Cardi B, you know, with all the success she's having with the records she's selling and Bodak Yellow and all that, you know, going platinum and, you know, all this other shit, you know, she's about to have a seed, kid, allegedly. You know what I mean? That's
waited.
The rumor.
Yeah, because I've seen a lot of people saying she can't wait in the belly and stuff.
Titties looking heavy.
Man.
Boy.
I think she should have waited.
I mean, man.
Because I think if she stopped now with the momentum that she has, you know, music is funny because you got to keep going. And you ain't really up there as a tier one artist to where they could take years off and then come back and still bang.
Yeah.
I think she should stay on it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, once you establish, you know, life will happen. But I hope she don't stop. Keep going. Even if you're praying to keep going.
I think she's at the point where, you know, honestly, she don't even need to put out an album. Right now, she touring with Bruno Mars, bro. And her singles and all of her singles is on Billboard's top 100, and she's getting
show money,
and she's getting a lot of show
money. That show money,
so she could afford.
That's a big deal, Bruno Mars.
Yeah, she with Bruno Mars, bro. Nicki Minaj never did nothing with Bruno Mars. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a big deal.
And she's out of here. She ain't even put an album out yet. Like you said, every single that she got is with somebody. Bodak Yellow was the only one that she did solo by herself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everything else is with the Migos. It's like, yo, they double and triple teaming. She's getting paid because the Migos getting paid.
Yeah.
And shout out to them. I ain't going to front. I can't even front, kid.
Like, I ain't Joe Buttons, but shout out to y'all.
Yo, word is born. And and they making songs coming at him. Talking about pussy. Like, yo, he's a hater like Joe Buttons. Yo.
Terrible.
Yo, nah. But that stir fry song? Boy. In the kitchen, whipping up like a stir fry. In the kitchen, twisting like a stir fry. Yo, the NBA done adapted this song. And they talking about cooking up drugs in the kitchen. And the NBA adapted this song. That's when you know you made it, bro.
That's more money for them.
The facts. And they
that's
killing.
That's a professional sports league. Endorsing your music.
Yo, I'm telling you. Yo, they winning right now. I came in front on them. And you know what I mean? Offset done shot the club up with Cardi B. He said, I'm going to make sure I stay attached to you. You know what I'm saying? It's like Andre 3000 and Erykah Badu. You know what I mean? They'll forever be an item. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
they got that seed together. Shout out to Erykah Badu. Shout out to Andre 3000. You know what I mean? Shout out to Seven, the seed. You know what I mean? Which is a grown man now.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? But, Cardi winning, man. She definitely winning. And if the rumors are true, hey, man, more power to her. Congratulations. You know what I mean? She deserves everything that she's getting. You know
count
what I'm saying?
Fingers and count the toes.
Facts. You know what I'm saying? Because she came from the bottom. Truthfully. She wasn't even on Love and Hip Hop. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at this shit now. I'm like, yo, you know what? She wasn't even on this season.
Nah, she's done with that.
Yeah.
She's been done with that.
Been done. You know what I'm saying?
Once her joint took off, she was like, screw y'all.
Yeah, I don't need y'all. You know what I'm saying?
She accomplished what she needs. She got herself out there.
Facts.
And she, I don't need you no more. I got my own platform now.
Yeah,
she
facts.
She just needed to get her name out there. That was her platform now. She like, all right, I'm out.
Facts. I know DJ Self sick.
Oh, he kicking himself in the ass.
Word.
He missed out on a shitload of money.
Facts.
On a shitload of money. Let's see if...
The Gwen and God.
If Dream Doll...
Oh, she's bad, though.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh,
boy. Shout out to Dream Doll.
A lot of things. But, yeah. You know. Let's see if she can produce numbers like that. I know she got a million streams on something.
She's a beautiful girl. She's a beautiful girl. That thug mentality, though, man. These chicks, like, I was looking at it the other day, man. Like, Bianca and all of them, they be wilding. Like, they don't realize how much they messing their brand and their money up.
I like Bianca chocolate ass. Shout out to Bianca.
Shout out to Young B, you know what I'm saying?
Young B got a
chicken noodle soup.
Do some things to Young B.
You know what I mean?
Shout out to Young B.
Yeah, shout out to Young B, man. But, yeah, man, it's like... Cardi is winning, man, and she's a big inspiration to a lot of these kids out here. Can't even front. She got the personality. You know, she got the look. Now, every time I see her on IG, lighting it up, looking real good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, she's winning, though. But, you know, to move on, you know who else is winning? Shout out to the God MC, QB's Finest. Nas.
My man, my
God. You know what I'm saying? Smarten up, Nas. And Nas took heed to that, because now he's eating.
Yeah.
Venture the capitalist.
Ain't the first. He got a few things lined up, man. But, you know.
Yeah, Nas lined himself up with Lyft.
Got his hand in that shit. And
this whole new doorbell.
They sold for what? $1.2 billion?
Yeah, the doorbell situation that Amazon bought.
Yeah.
He got $40 million off of that. Look at Khalees like, yeah, now I want to start my farm. I want to do my own agriculture. You know what I'm saying? She's like,
your ass down.
She watching Nas' paper. I know Nas can't wait till night is 18. Like, yo, get out of my pockets. You know what I mean?
$5,000. She can have $5,000 and beef about that.
Facts.
Fuck out of here. But, you know, big shout out to Nas. Keep doing what you do, man.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? You got your daughter mind stay right when she got her businesses together.
A word?
Yeah,
Destiny
she got
a business?
Yeah, she got lip gloss business.
Get out of here. Word.
What's it called? Lipmatic?
Get the fuck out of here. Word.
Yeah, she got a lip gloss business. I think she got a lipstick business or something. She got a couple of businesses under
her
belt.
Get out of here, man.
So she's doing what she's doing. And meanwhile, my Deuce is like, yo, I'm broke. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nah, you should help me out. Hell no. You made $8 million off of me. Sit your ass down.
Boy, word. That's
crazy.
What
was you doing? What was you doing with that money?
All this time. Word. Facts. You know what I mean? That's crazy. I didn't know that Nas' daughter is in it now.
Mm-hmm.
So he gave us some jewels, man. Shout out to Destiny Jones. Shout out to Nasir. You know what I mean? Never stop, never settle. You know what I'm saying? Henny. You know,
Jungle definitely eating.
Jungle's in his will somewhere. Yeah. You know what I mean? Pushing phantoms around the hood. You know, Jungle be out here a lot too.
Yeah,
Jungle be on the south side.
Definitely.
Shout out to Jungle. You know what I'm saying?
He told Jungle, and what's that? Time is automatic. He's like, yo, you good. You good.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do nothing.
Facts, man.
Facts.
You know what I mean? But moving along, man. You know, we on this hip hop bench today, man. What you thought about the whole Nelly comments about DLC, man?
Absolutely agree with him.
Yeah, it's the biggest what if in hip hop.
Absolutely agree with him.
Man.
And I think that first CD, I still play to this day. It's not to where I can listen to every song.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
he got some joints.
It's some joints on there.
Yeah.
The man's flow is crazy.
Yeah.
And who the hell would think that he was from Texas, man?
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just tight. Like, I heard the second album that he did while his voice was messed up, too.
Yeah. It wasn't the same.
It don't sound, you know, because his voice.
Yeah.
But, man, pen game is mean.
Yeah, facts. The formula is still one of my favorites.
From writing for everybody at Death Row.
Yeah.
Shit. Ruthless Records.
Yeah.
I need to see more, man. I wish we could have had more of that.
Man. Yeah, man. DLC was definitely a beast, man. He was definitely, even though he was in the Midwest and went to the West Coast with Dre, man, he definitely had that East Coast feel. You know what I mean? Like a DMC. You know what I'm saying? His energy on tracks was crazy, man.
Word.
Nice. Yeah, man. DLC was definitely a problem, man. Word.
I really like
it's the diggy diggy doctor.
Yo, hard. Word. Hard. Even the formula.
Yeah.
A few joints.
My joint, yeah.
Funky enough. I've been like, yo, man, this classic. I was on my West Coast shit for a few years, you know what I'm saying? Even with the Death Row beef, I was, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
I was riding with
I'm
Pac.
I'm a New York kid. I was riding with Pac. I was a Death Row fan from Corrupt and Daz.
Yeah.
My crew name was a Dog Pound in high school. So, you know, shout out to the Dog Pound, man. Yeah. T-Money, Craig, and everybody, you know.
Yes,
we was my man Chester Cheetah. You know what I'm saying? Cheese.
Shout out to Cheese.
We was, you know, so it was a little thing. Not saying I still love New York, but you know, at that time I like hardcore music. So you know,
my dumb ass, I was rolling around the streets with a Death Row chain. You know, niggas was like, yo, everywhere I went, niggas was looking at me like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with this nigga?
Yeah.
Like, I remember, I'll never forget, man. One day I left school, you know what I'm saying? I'm walking to the project, because at this time I was in Brooklyn at City Tech. So I'm walking home. Well, not home, I'm walking to my people's crib in Fort Greene. Shout out to Fort Greene.
Shit,
you know what I'm saying? So I had my little chain on, you know what I'm saying? Death Row piece and shit, looking silly. But fucking, I get to the intersection of fucking Flatbush and Tillery. And a black Suburban pulls up, man. Now, mind you, this was like 98, 99. And so I see the window cracked in the back. Mad smoke coming out the back. And in the front, it wasn't tinted. Guess who was in the front?
Oh,
the nigga Jay.
Jay-Z?
Jay-Z. And Bleak was in the back. These niggas was looking at me like, yeah, this nigga has got to be nuts. Like, they probably was laughing to themselves. Like, look at this little clown-ass young nigga with a fucking Death Row chain on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it was just ironic that I bumped into them. It was Jay, Sauce Money, and Bleak. I remember that vivid. They was in a black Suburban, man. Word, Sauce Money. Thought he was Chinese the way he ducked sauce.
Jay looking hard, but Jay, you kind of didn't answer a few times when they was going at you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't hear nothing, but you know.
He stayed clear that whole thing.
Yeah.
He was real quiet.
He said he threw one shot.
At Pac.
Yeah, one shot, but it wasn't like a shot.
Motherfuckers can't rhyme no more. About crime
not
no
that,
more.
Not that. Right? Somebody played it for me the other day. I can't really. He said something, but it wasn't nothing too
crazy. Nothing crazy. Man, listen, man. Shout out to Capone, Noriega, Mobb Deep, and Tragedy. They was the first ones.
Royal Flush. They was the first one to shoot back.
Word, bust the shots off. Like, yo, come on, man. Word, they was the first ones to get back at that whole East Coast, West Coast thing. Even though now you look at it like, yo, it was wild, stupid, and childish, but Queens held it down.
It wasn't us that made it that. It was the media.
That's a fact.
Pac came on, the award shows that night.
Yeah.
It was him and Snoop. They was in suits.
Yeah.
He said, I don't know why y'all keep saying it's East Coast, West Coast. It's me against Biggie. It don't have nothing to do with East Coast, West Coast.
Facts.
Y'all made it East Coast, West Coast.
Facts.
So, you know, I've been said that. Yeah. Once they keep promoting that, then the Source did the magazine and the East versus West and all that. So they made it that.
That's
people really took that shit serious.
Nah, they did, man. It was like a whole coast versus a whole nother coast.
Yeah.
Man. It was crazy, man. And whenever I go west, man, I got my people out there. I get a lot of love out there, man. We're heard up, man. Shout out to Sacramento. Shout out to Oakland, San Fran. You know what I'm saying?
Like, definitely. I
got my people out there, man. Good people. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
But, yeah, man, it was a sad time in music history, man. You know what I'm saying? It was a black eye on hip hop because we lost two greats, Biggie and Pac, man. Rest in peace, Pac too.
Yeah, it was great music without, I could say, the music that wasn't beefing.
Facts.
Was great, but just imagine that. Even the music that was beefing, if y'all could have just made those regular songs without the beefing, you had heavyweights out here.
That's
man.
A fact. That's a fact. That's definitely
on both
a fact.
Ends.
That's a
you
fact.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact, man. And the West Coast still got a lot of good artists, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, they still eating. They definitely shout
out,
still
and
eating.
And they quiet with it, man. Shout out to Razzcast, man. Razzcast is a West Coast king.
I thought I was the only one that fucked with Razzcast.
Razzcast is a beast.
That's my dude.
Yeah, Razzcast a beast. That's my dude. Album with him and Apollo Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a dope album, man. Razzcast is definitely nice, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to Earl Sweatshirt. Shout out to Vince Staples. You know what I'm saying? Like, these guys is out there making their moves, man. And, you know, they holding the West Coast down. But, you know, man, to round everything off and wrap everything up, man. Did you listen to that DJ, well, that Power 105 Breakfast Club interview with Desus and Mero?
Yeah, I watched it.
Boy, yeah.
He kind of went in from the jump. He was Envy like was dick and fat. dickhead and pussy. I was like, oh,
I'm
shit.
Like, yo, Envy, is that you? You ain't built like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Don't bring my wife into this. You know what I'm saying? I don't talk about nobody's wife or kids. Don't bring my wife into this. And Charlamagne, and I think he kind of got more tight because Charlamagne is laughing and joking with him.
He was laughing.
And he's laughing the whole time, joking with him. And then dude just couldn't take it no more. And I'm looking, and I just all of a sudden seeing him get up. And Charlamagne's looking like, yo, man, show the camera to DJ NBC. Yeah. I said, yo, Charlamagne, you ain't shit for that, though, man.
He a funny dude. He's like, yo, look at this guy, Envy. They ain't moved on.
And like, they was like, yo, we good, no problem. We ain't new to this. Serious.
They apologized.
They apologized more than once, but, you know.
I got to watch their show because I'm pretty sure they had to clown him on that.
What I think is maybe he might have got some slack in the household from that. You know what I'm saying?
For what? All they said is like, yo, she looked like she with him for the money.
For
you know
the money.
Saying? You know what I'm saying? That's it. Like, come on, man. Niggas is playing around.
Yeah.
He took it. He got tight. Like, they say, oh, his wife is crazy. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, he just like, yeah, that was some shit like, yo, I need to make up for my wife. I got to hold my wife down.
My wife was holding me down when she was making more money than me. Yeah. Man, you know, duh, duh, duh.
Yeah.
And then they had their problems. They showed a clip on The View.
Yeah.
They had their problems, man. She was like, I don't know who DJ Envy is, but I know who's Rashawn or whatever his name is. So yeah. I think a lot of that stems from the problems they had somewhat for him to carry on emotionally like that. I mean, I understand. Don't talk about my wife, that no wife, no kids. I totally agree with that.
Facts.
Dudes, that's what they do. They, you know, you got one of them work that you work with.
Boy.
That clowns niggas on the regular.
Yeah, exactly. And they took it in stride, too, because they apologized.
Yeah, they stand-up dudes.
But then Desus was like, yo, man, I'm about tired of apologizing. How many times do you want me to apologize? Like, he said, you know, we wanted to kind of do something with him, and, you know, people that we know might want to do something with him. Now he's blocking his blessings.
Now, even a good 10-15 minutes went past, Envy ain't say a word. He ain't say a word.
Now, he left. He got up and left.
No, I'm just saying, before he left, a good 10 minutes went past. He stood there. He sat there. He ain't say a word. Then he just got up and walked out.
Yeah, he was in his
bag. I was like, he was hot.
Yeah, he was in his bag. And they still steady clowning. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying, my nigga? I'm saying, we understand. Can we apologize? You know, they funny, man. Them dudes is funny. And they kind of took it to where, you know, eventually, you know, I want us to be. You know what I'm saying?
No, like, no doubt.
I want us to be on that level, man. But they got a machine behind them. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Desus and Mero, by the way, man. You know, they some good guys, man. They be having everybody on their show, man. And all types of people. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Conan O'Brien, you know.
Definitely.
All those guys.
Wow.
Man. Yeah, man. They big, man. They big. And, you know, they kind of just as big as the Breakfast Club, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying?
And they all do their own thing.
Yeah.
They all put each other on.
Yeah.
They own their shows and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all love. He said they apologize. It's jokes at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's
but,
it,
you know,
man.
I can't tell that man how to feel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, he's a grown man. He don't want nobody talking. So, you know, now that line is drawn.
Yeah.
That's it.
I was just surprised that he went that hard, though. I ain't gonna even front.
That's why I said he went really hard. It had to be something behind that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe it was slacking the home from that. Maybe they little things him and her might be going through.
That we don't know.
Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah, Angela Yee was trying to hold him down. I was like, yo, I love you, Angela Yee.
I love
Yee.
You.
But I ain't going to violate, you know what I'm saying? Let's keep you professional.
Pretty as hell.
Word up, man. But she was trying to hold it down, trying to give them, like, reasons why Envy was in his bag and everything. But Charlamagne just was dying and cracking up over the like whole shit.
Straight instigating.
Yeah.
Straight instigating. Because he's like, yo, look at this seat. Yeah. Cameraman, put the camera on every seat. Laughing with them niggas like it's all love. Like, you know.
Nah, because him and Desus go back.
Yeah, you know I know.
They
I
go
know.
Back. You know what I mean? So he's just like, yo, man, you know, it's part of the business, man. But it probably was a payback, too. Like, yo, you know, when Troy Ave came up here, you know what I mean? I left.
He said
he should have just did what I did with Troy Ave. Just skipped the whole interview.
Yeah, because he think that's Tax Stone is his man.
Yeah, so, Tax Stone is his man.
He ain't fucking with Troy Ave.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But I ain't going to front, man. You know, the more and more I hear Troy Ave's side, I don't blame him. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck it, nigga. Like, it's my life or yours, nigga. Like,
yeah.
I ain't tell you to come to the club with a gun. My man ended up dying at the end of the day.
And you got shot.
You know what I'm saying? For real. And he, you know, he was trying to hold himself down. But again, man, it goes back to our culture, man. Like, why do our culture always have to define how real they are through the streets? You know what I'm saying? It's a record business. You're supposed to be out here to get money, not lose money.
I go to the club to have fun.
Word.
I go to the club to, you know, have fun, mingle, shoot drinks, look at the women, whatever the situation may be.
Facts.
I'm not coming in with the intentions of me bringing a firearm.
Yeah.
Looking to pop somebody.
Yeah, I'm not face fucking nobody, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? The meme mugging ain't never been me, man.
Facts. Like, hey, man.
Dudes do that, that's corny to me. But yeah. You know, like I said, these is all. That's what floats your boat.
Yeah. I mean, when I was young, I only had one instance, man, where I probably wouldn't even be here today. And I, you know, if it wasn't for my man, shout out to Boom, I probably wouldn't be here. You know what I'm saying? Drinking and talking shit in the streets. You know what I'm saying? We going up in the bar. This nigga said some reckless shit. I turned around and steps the nigga. He pulls the hammer out immediately. Had that shit right to my gut. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even know.
Shit.
Word. He could have definitely popped me in my fucking stomach and had me leak out in the streets. And if it wasn't for my man Born, you know what I mean? I probably wouldn't even be here. You know what I mean? So I learned that at a young age.
Like, big shout.
Word. Shout out to my G. That's my brother. You know what I mean? But, you know, on that note, my nigga, you know, another episode in the bag. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
Stills the great. Zy Flair.
Yes, sir.
Episode 55. Signing off.
Peace out.
Peace.
Fall in love with the brand new iPhone 11 at Tesco Mobile. Only you. Take amazing photos with Apple's best ever ultra-wide lens camera. You can get the iPhone 11 for just $37.75 a month with no additional upfront costs. What's not to love? Search Tesco Mobile or visit us in store. Tesco Mobile. Every little helps.
36-month credit agreement, rolling monthly usage contract. Subject to status, phase policy applies. See tescomobile.com/terms.
It's hard to enjoy your daily yoga routine when your mind is on your next VAT return and how to avoid the usual mistakes. But with QuickBooks, the new VAT Smart Scan technology does the work for you. As the deadline approaches, it checks for duplicates, looks for anomalies, and reviews VAT codes. So your biggest struggle is touching your forehead with your ankle.
Search for QuickBooks, perfect for making tax digital. QuickBooks, backing you.